Radio Prague News. A Prague court has sentenced the former president of the Czech Football Association, František Valovský, to 10 years in jail for excessive fraud. A man who went on a shooting spree in Prague's Modřany district on Monday evening is reported to have acted under the influence of alcohol and drugs. And several dozen disabled people protested against the government's health reform outside the Czech Health Ministry on Tuesday. A Prague court has sentenced the former president of the Czech Football Association, František Valovský, to 10 years in jail for extensive fraud that allegedly stripped Komerční banka of 1.5 billion crowns. Valovský, who was also a functionary and sponsor of the Chmel Blšany team and four managers of the Satrapa and Českomoravská Agrární Společnost companies, are suspected of having used the money Komerční banka lent them for the repayment of previous debts, not for the purpose of farm produce, for the purchase of farm produce as agreed on with the bank. The four accomplices also received unconditional sentences. Chvalovsky can appeal the verdict. A 27-year-old man who went on a shooting spree in Prague's Modřany district on Monday evening is reported to have acted under the influence of alcohol and drugs. He injured four people. Two of them will have to undergo surgery. His victims were selected at random. Only one of the injured was shot in the chest when he tried to wrestle the gun from the aggressor. The case is being investigated. Several dozen disabled people protested against the government's health reform outside the Czech Health Ministry on Tuesday. People in wheelchairs with hearing and sight disabilities joined a happening outside the ministry headquarters, bringing a bed and sleeping bag to symbolize standard and above standard health care, which the reform will introduce. They expressed concern that given their special needs, the planned changes would further isolate them and lower their living standard. Health Minister Leos Heger came out and spent over an hour with them explaining the planned changes and providing assurances that in their case above standard care would be the norm. Parliament's Mandatory and Immunity Committee, which is reviewing a police request for the former Transport Minister Vít Bárta to be stripped of his parliamentary immunity so that he can be investigated for corruption, says it wants to study the respective police files before coming to a decision. Mr. Bárta is suspected of attempting to bribe fellow party members in return for their loyalty. He claims the money was offered as loans. Parliament's Mandate Committee will hear Mr. Bárta and ultimately make a recommendation to MPs on how to vote on the matter. According to the outcome of a public opinion survey, 93% of Czechs see corruption as the country's most pressing problem. The poll conducted by the STEM agency indicates that 83% of Czechs think the vast majority of civil servants are open to bribery, and 77% of respondents consider corruption in the Czech Republic to be more widespread than in other EU member states. On the other hand, only 24% of those questioned claim to have registered progress in fighting corruption. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The Czech Republic is currently affected by a heat wave which should last for another 24 hours with cloudless skies and temperatures in the 30s. Thursday should bring relief in the form of scattered showers and a significant drop in day temperatures. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.